You're listening to the audio production of Everything You Need, Audio Bible Study by Dr. David Jeremiah, published by Thomas Nelson and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Everything You Need includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
I am Canadian, and what that means is that I'm a survivor skier. What that means is that if I go skiing by myself, I'll probably survive. But if you go skiing with me, you might not. I'm not that good. But I had a friend, Jenny, who was an avid skier, and she convinced me to go with her one night skiing. So we went skiing together, and we're on the chairlift going up this hill in the evening, and that's when I saw it. It was unbelievable. The moon. It was full. It was like bright red. It was the kind of red that kind of puts a little bit of fear in you, like Jesus might come back any minute now. You know, I saw a bumper sticker one time. It said, "Jesus is coming. Quick, look busy." It was one of those moments of fear for me. And I said to Jenny, "Jenny, look at the moon. Is that the best moon you've ever seen?" And Jenny looked at the moon and said, "Well, it's full." Crazy. It's full. It's not just full. It's like crimson. It's like apocalyptic. It's like the end of the world kind of ready. And this kind of went on all night long. Finally, we're on the last chairlift of the night. And I say to Jenny, "I think you need to look at the moon one more time because I feel like you're missing a moment. This is the best moon in my entire life I've ever seen. Look one more time." So Jenny looks at the moon one more time. She's really trying to take it in. And then she looks at me and she looks at the moon and she looks at me and she goes, "Oh, I see," she said. "You know those are rose-tinted goggles, right?" I said, "I do now. Rose-tinted goggles." Now, I immediately wanted to get a pair of these and wear them every day of my life because they made everything better. And I want to have a look at how the way you see things matters. In terms of what you see, there's no one like Jesus to help us reframe how we see the world because he sees everything and everyone differently. He's not wearing rose-tinted goggles. He's not naive. It's not idealism that Jesus is seeing. It's actual kingdom lenses that he's looking through. He sees everyone and everything through the lens of God's kingdom. Here's a great example of this from the Gospel of John, chapter 9. I want to read it because the story has principles in it that will help us see everyone and everything and every situation differently. It says this, "Jesus is walking along and he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, 'Why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins?' 'It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins,' Jesus answered.